Father Vez, welcome back to the Arctic Blast.
It's a blast to be here upon the interest, but it was just awesome. I mean, just to see a lot of these guys, seeing Carly again, seeing Dole, seeing a lot of these guys that I hadn't seen in a long time, is just really neat to reconnect. And it really, I forget what a fun time we had in the locker room, because that's all we've been having is just a locker room type of experience of telling jokes on each other, on talking about some of the things that we've done so stupid and so good and fun. It has just been a wonderful, wonderful 2 days.
What do you think about specialists in the game today and the kickers and the way that they've moved up the kickoff line and how many games come down to field goals?
Well, I think now there's a thing about moving the goalposts in, you know, making them smaller. Things to make it a little bit more difficult. And I think it's only right. I mean, listen, when I was playing, the guys who started before I started playing, I mean, if they made 70% of their kicks, they were considered all pros. They were considered very well. Then when I started playing, you had to make 80% or more. And now it's higher than that. Now it's about 86 or 87, because kids are no more about their craft. They're practicing earlier. Their techniques are better. They know more. They're better prepared for the game. So the bar is being elevated every so often. And now, for example, if you kick, I think if you are like an 85% kicker, you're kind of like an average kicker. When I was playing, that 85% was a very good kicker. So I understand why they're doing that and how they're doing it and the reason for making it a little bit more difficult, which is right.
How many games do you think would be affected if they do move the PAT line back?
I think the PAT and the goalposts smaller would affect a lot more games, because now you go back to that 70-plus percentages. You're going to start seeing the guys having 76-78% completion per year. So that means that, you know, you're going to be missing 3 out of 10 kicks. So it's going to impact the games a lot more, which is what was intended. It was intended to make things a little bit difficult to see the competition and see the competition level. Now, as the evolution of the athlete grows and gets bigger and gets better, then you want to go back and make it a little bit more difficult to perform the game. No difference than when I was in the pros, you know, I mean, you had guys that are somewhere 300 pounds on the offensive line. Now everybody's 300-pounder on the offensive line. When I was playing, very few guys squatted over 650 pounds. Very few guys benched over 400 pounds. By the time my son was able to go to the pros, he was squatting 650 and benching 400 pounds. So, you know, and that's because the kids have a much earlier opportunity to train and to train well and to really develop themselves a lot better than we did.